I hope that you've been following along this month in this daily devotional. And if you have, you'll notice that over the last few days, we have been discussing the steps of salvation, the things that one must do in order to be saved. And we've already discussed such things as hearing the Word of God, believing the Word of God to be true, repenting of one's sins. And today we're brought to the topic and concept of confession. In Acts 8, starting in verse 26, we have recorded for us the conversion of a nobleman from Ethiopia. He's often been called the Ethiopian eunuch. And in that particular text, I know that there are some who would say that there is textual evidence to indicate that this particular passage of Scripture might not belong in our New Testament. Friends, I want you to know that there is plenty of evidence to show otherwise, that this text appears in some of the most noted and reliable manuscripts and complete manuscripts of the New Testament, and so it certainly belongs. And in this text, we have this conversion, how that the eunuch is coming home from Jerusalem and reading from the prophet Isaiah. We notice that Philip comes to him and says, "Do you understand what you're reading?" He says, "How can I, unless someone teach me?" And Philip began that scripture and preached Jesus to him. Now, as we look at this particular text, we find in verses 36 and 37 some interesting things. Of course, they were apparently continuing on their journey. And it says that as they came to some water, the eunuch said, "See, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized?" In verse 37, it says, "And Philip said, if you believe with all your heart, you might. And he," that is the eunuch, "answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." And they stopped, the chariot, and they went out into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. I want to notice that confession that this eunuch makes. "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." Notice with me that, number one, this eunuch was a non-Christian. He was somebody who was being converted, and he openly acknowledged, that's the definition of confession, openly acknowledged that he believed Jesus Christ to be the Son of God. We also can notice from this particular passage that confession is more than just a verbal acknowledgement that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. It's also an acknowledgement by the way that we live or by the actions that we put forth. Later in this passage, immediately the eunuch stops and puts forth actions showing his belief by being baptized. And later on, in the last verse of this chapter, it says that he went on his way rejoicing. A change of life. This conversion changed him, and his confession, in that sense, became a lifelong confession. Have you confessed that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Not just verbally, but also in action. In the days ahead, we're going to be studying things like baptism and faithful living, being added to the church, and other things pertaining to a man's salvation. But this step must not be overlooked. One must confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God.